Afghanistan is gearing up for Saturday's runoff presidential vote amid tight security across that country. The Afghan Ministry of Defense says some 400,000 security personnel will be deployed on Election Day. Vote counting will begin right after the election, and primary results will be announced on July 2. None of the eight candidates in the April 5th polls gathered the more than 50% of the votes required to win outright. Former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah led the first round with 45%, and his immediate rival, former Finance Minister Ashraf Ghani, trailed with 31%. The two frontrunners will now face each other in the runoff. The April polls saw an impressive turnout, with some 7 million people casting their ballots, and the voting process was peaceful. Our correspondent from Kabul, Faiz Khurshid, joins us now to tell us about what is going to go on there tomorrow. Faiz Khurshid, I'm sure there's some excitement in the air, obviously. Tell us what we are to expect tomorrow.
Well, July 14 is a very important day for the Afghan people. People here are going to elect their next president in the runoff vote, and they are now counting down hours until the election. The security plan has been put into action. Now, security is very tight in major cities of this country, including here in Kabul. Police officers can be seen every few hundred meters here in Kabul. They are checking cars to prevent the Taliban attack. So they have a very dangerous job now, and they understand that Taliban threats are there. Taliban have threatened the Afghan people to stay away from the polling stations or have their fingers cut off. But many people here in Kabul and other major cities have reported that they will certainly defy the Taliban threats, and they would show up in the polling stations to make their choice.
Thank you very much for that. Faiz Khurshid there from Kabul. I'm sure we'll be in touch with you tomorrow.